This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
12:32, coming up to 12:33 on this Tuesday, the 4th of February. I had to check then, not sure what day it is. We are talking about the most unique, quirky tip you have for saving money. Do let us know, 018-789-8899. We have a Japanese fan who saved up $4,000 by having a savings account dedicated to her favorite character. She paid her favorite character a salary and saved up $4,000 in just over a year. Let us know what yours are, as I've just mentioned. Right now, though, we have a KLCI update, courtesy from the ray of sunshine himself, Arvind Yuvaraj.
Yeah, so it is up by 1.24%. See, there is a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
It's up by 1.24% by 1,540 points. Active stocks include Air Asia Group Berhad, DGB Asia Berhad, and Bumi Armada Berhad. And a quick look at the ringgit, it is at 4.11 against the US dollar.
What's the change on the Air Asia Group, Al?
It's down by 8.59%.
Wow. Holy smokes. Right, we're going to move on to our story number two.
Yes.
20 money tips for 2020.
Of course, this came up from Business Insider and compiled by Mr. Sinji himself.
Indeed.
Okay, so I'm just going to share some tips from some people, and I guess you know, have a listen. Some new things for me. It was really great. Lee Ching Wei, also, I think she comes on BFM as well. She's Executive Director and Chief Innovation Officer of iMoney. He does. He says, focus on avoiding consumptive debts, which are debts on things that reduce in value, like a toy. Oh, then again, it might not. Right? These are collector's items that might not reduce in value.
Yeah.
There you go.
See? See?
KC Lau from kclau.com. He says, passive income. So real passive income comes from owning assets. So real estate that commands reasonable rents, okay? Businesses that produce cash flow and intellectual properties that earn royalty. So what's your IPR?
I'll have to think about it.
Your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Sell your voice.
Okay. Suzardi Maulan, he said 2020 is the year for Malaysians to adopt fintech to manage our portfolios. I think we're seeing people doing that. Mm-hmm. Cheaper costs, better choices, and more opportunities, and you can get a better gauge of things. So for a start, you may look at robo-advisors, peer-to-peer lending, and equity crowdfunding. And with a starting capital as low as 100 ringgit, now everyone can invest. And Mr. Stingy said that there are some platforms you can actually start investing at 3 ringgit. And then we have this guy called Roshan Gunnison from BFM's Ringgit and Sense show. He says, start investing so you can tap into the power of compounding interest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important, right? When we think about things when you're young and you look back and money you put aside in your 20s or even younger if possible, how that compounds. Roshan here says, to ensure you're consistently investing, consider automating so you don't miss a deposit or accidentally use up your regular investment amount. So I guess Roshan is doing the long game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just starting now with that. And I think it's so important. The most boring thing is savings account and FD account. Over time, you're going to be 20 years, you're going to be 30 years, you're going to be 40 years, you're going to be 50 years. Like, wow, thank goodness I started saving early on. Right?
And every time you see that, balance, though, you're like...
Slowly, right? Mm. The beauty of compounding. Julian Ng from Acru, he says, it's all about getting the right mixture of assets on the one hand and how you can ramp up active employment, freelance income on the other. For example, learning to cook is going to put a lot more money back into your wallet and your happiness because a great steak can be had at home for less than 20 ringgit.
That's true.
Yeah? Okay. Okay. Yeah. It works for some, right? Okay. It's a thing that I probably thought about in my 20s, right? So I'm just saying, in this point in my life, I don't like to do it. Divi, founder of Dividend Magic, he or she is 21 years old, has already a six-figure stock portfolio worth more than 455,000 ringgit. As always, that long-term, fundamentally sound investing be the way to go. No matter assets you're investing in, remember to always stay invested and remember to keep a cool head when the markets start to get choppy.
Mm-hmm.
Eza Ezami, everyone from Majala Labo, everyone seems disappointed with the recent returns from big boys, your EPF, your Tabong Haji, your ASB and the rest. But the question is, are you willing to learn the skills to earn more? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to lose some in order to gain some? He said, and it all starts with knowledge. Start reading those investment books, going to investment seminars and opening yourself up to the many kinds of investment vehicles that are available. And I did that, right? I go to a lot of these things to learn new ways of making income and find one that suits you. Right? And mm-hmm. find a one that suits you, that's your style and everything. I was just talking about property. I don't know if I can do that. And maybe it's a mindset I have to change, but like just property, that gives me a headache.
Yeah.
I'll need maybe a few that gives me a passive income, but to do a lot more, I don't know what my end goal is at the end of the day. Right? So think about that. So these are some of the ideas that we've got here. I could go on. I'll share some for women, right? This is Suraya Zainuddin from Ringgit O Ringgit. She said, even though she says, one of the best things I've done for myself is stop being so self-sacrificing, especially when it comes to doing thankless, unnoticed, unpaid care work. Even though I struggle with feelings of guilt, you know, the indoctrination of what women should do, the extra time not doing housework has allowed me to read more books, attend more workshops and networking events, and focus on my own projects, which ultimately resulted in increased earnings and life satisfaction. Super worth it, in my honest opinion. I'm with you, Soraya.
I knew she was going to say that. You see how passionate she was when she was reading that one in particular?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because that's not my natural skills, right? Yeah. To be in the kitchen or to be, you know, mopping floors. That's not what I was meant to do. Okay, so that's one. For another one is Suyin Yong from Suyin Invest. Want to save more, pay ourselves first. Want to earn more, actively seek new income streams and negotiate our salaries. Want to grow wealth, schedule 20 minutes daily to learn about an asset class.
Interesting stuff.
What are you guys doing?
I had a friend a few years ago who bought himself a couple of vending machines and then installed them near universities and started making a bit of money from that. Two turned into four, turned into eight, turned into 10, turned into 12, then he sold it.
Right.
That's how he started making
money. Sold it?
He sold it, yeah. Because he started making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where he can't look after 12 vending machines because it's a constant upkeep and you're having to check on them all the time and collect your money and do all of that kind of
stuff. Lots of maintenance.
It's a lot of maintenance, yeah.
This is just one more. This is Chin Yi Zuan from No Manila, founder of No Manila. I said, focus on building consistent financial habits regardless of how insignificant they may look. If you can only save 100 ringgit a month, do it anyway. This was a conversation I had with a regular guest here as well, Rajan Devadesan, right? And he was sharing with me how when people talk about these huge amounts of save, and he says, you know, it's very daunting for some people. But he said, and he gave me this picture. You're caught in traffic. You're caught in traffic and your car's not moving. But you know, if you're even just putting 50 ringgit aside, it's not a gridlock anymore. You know you're moving an inch. Okay. Start somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to take a short break, folks. Of course, we are talking about money and the most unique, quirky tip you have for saving money. Do let us know what they are so we can share with people at home and help them build up their little nest egg as well. 018-789-8899 is the number if you want to text us on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We are available at BFM Radio. Music up next with Queen and David Bowie with Under Pressure. Final story of the day coming up. Biggest money myths and misconceptions. Courtesy of Arvind Uvaraj here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.